Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we're brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Every game, match, race, and competition, folks, it is always on. No one does sports like Vegas, and the excitement is endless. So make sure to plan your trip there today at visitlasvegas.com. We got our friend Eddie House joining us at the bottom of the hour, the NBA champion, three-point shot, sharpshooter, and then shot talk to finish up the hour.
Let me say this, Chris. So I had these grandioso plans. I'm coming to New York in January, and I have an apartment there, and I wanted to get some work done and fix it up or whatever, right?
You rent it out or you just...
Yeah, it's not rented right now, but normally I rent it. You know what I mean? Like, I've owned it for a long time. Okay. And everything was in place. I had the contractor all set up, everything. And guess what email I got today from the tenant association?
Ooh.
All renovations are off because of COVID. So we're not approving any work to be done in the apartment. It's all set up. You know what I mean? Wow. I was like, the day that I signed the contract last night with the contractor, I got the email this morning. I was just like, So I don't know.
So you still coming to New York?
Yeah, I still think I'm coming. We probably should have dinner at some point.
Yeah, let's try that.
Or lunch, because we have the show at night.
Yeah,
So let's have lunch one of those days.
Definitely.
Because I haven't seen you in 2 years.
You staying in Queens? We haven't seen each other in person.
In 2 years.
Since March. Probably
almost
March
2 years.
13th.
Right.
And I know that because I left L.A. on March 14th, 2020.
It was before that because I came back from the cruise.
Week?
Yeah,
I was
on the
cruise. Right. And you were
since
upset.
I left for that.
You were upset because you had to do the show from your house.
Yes.
After coming off the Golden Girls cruise. Yeah.
Yes.
So you're right. It's been, it's
almost.
Been is it 2 years? Almost 2 years.
Wow. I mean, like March 5th would be 2 years, which is crazy. But anyway.
That is.
So we'll plan a lunch.
We'll go get some wings.
I'm staying in New York.
Of course.
I'm staying
in Manhattan?
In Manhattan, in the city.
Okay, cool. We can do that. All right, speaking of New York, the Brooklyn Nets, Rob, Kyrie Irving, and let's just do the whole story. Kyrie, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Kevin Durant were all cleared from COVID protocol and are eligible to play tomorrow. Now, Kyrie won't play because it's a home game. They play the 76ers tomorrow, but KD and LaMarcus Aldridge will probably play. But Kyrie, he's going to ramp it up and get himself in basketball shape. But he had his first practice with the Nets, Rob, this season.
Unbelievable. Here we are, almost the start of the new year, right?
It's unbelievable. He talked about it afterwards. Here he is.
You know, coming into the season, I had my thought process on being able to be a full teammate and a full-time teammate. And just go out and have fun and provide, a sense of a great brand of basketball out there. But unfortunately, it didn't happen like that. Things happened for a reason, and now we're here, and I'm just grateful for this.
Rob, I thought, and Kyrie said as well, that he understood the franchise's decision to, basically send him away and you can't play in road games, and he respected it. He said he had to look in the – he didn't say look in the mirror, but he said he had to really try to look at it from their perspective.
Right, not his, right.
Right.
They're running an organization and a team, and everything is not going to be for you, Chris. That's just how it is. I mean, and you either have to adapt or do something else,
Right.
It's
right.
not your team. It's not your decision, and it's unprecedented to have somebody who's half-stepping, not all the way with the team. You know what I mean? And I get it.
Right. And Rob, I thought he sounded more humble than he has in a long time. Because Kyrie comes off as arrogant. His last Zoom thing when he, did it on his own after he had kind of been, decided he's not getting vaccinated. And, think of some of the press conferences in the past, the recent past.
Right.
Where he said, the media are a bunch of pawns and just so on and so forth. I thought he sounded a bit humbled. For him to say, I'm grateful for this opportunity. Hopefully, I'm not just, projecting onto him, but that he is a bit humble. That he had the game he loves taken away from him. And maybe it'll make him, appreciate it more. And, Rob, not take, a week off here or there or do some of the zany stuff he's done in the past.
I think he's playing for his basketball career. And his basketball legacy. I really do. From the standpoint of he's on full display now. Like if you're an owner as talented as he is, and I think you're right. The humble part comes because everybody thinks, right, like you're that guy and you matter or whatever. And then you realize that life goes on without you and the league right. goes on. The league doesn't pause. People stop after a while, Chris. Oh, they don't have Kyrie. And he's looking at the games, and every night the Nets are winning, and it's like, okay, I'm not on a team. Not like right. they went 0-22, and you're like, see, you need right. me. It wasn't like that. They had the best record in the East. So
Steph is doing his thing.
Right.
Ja Morant on the rise.
And he sees it.
They move on. Yeah.
And then he's not on the top 75 list. When his contract comes up, can owners look at him honestly and go, can we count on this guy? It's the pandemic this time. Next time he doesn't want to play dribble the balls that are made in China. I don't know what the next thing is. You know what I mean?
Right.
So he is playing for that. I think your basketball mortality flashes before you and you go, wait a minute. Everybody else is playing, Chris. Nobody else is at home. Nobody. You're the only one at home.
Well, the only pushback I'll give, because I agree with a lot of what you said, but I would tone it down a little just because It didn't push him to get vaccinated.
No, I get that.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
only because the Nets are the ones who gave in to him. The Nets could have played hardball, and he could have missed the entire season. And then I think we would have probably seen a different decision. And they didn't want to burn out Durant. They're looking at it.
You think he might have gotten vaccinated?
Is that what you're saying? He would have had to think about it, Chris, to sit out a whole NBA season, and depending on what the Nets did and how much he was or wasn't missed. And like I said, I know he has one more year left on his contract, but if I'm an owner, I think Kyrie is a wild card and somebody you can't fully trust. And if it's not this, it's taking a mental break. It's doing other things, Chris, which is fine. And I applaud him for caring about other people and wanting to take up causes. But there comes a time where you play in your NBA career, you can play ball, retire at 35, Chris, and you got your whole life to dig in and roll your sleeves up and make changes. But you have to be committed to the place that's paying you. You just have to.
No doubt. And Kyrie, and we've talked about this. Look, you can't have a savior complex. All right? You're not going to save the whole world. All right? And it's like you said, we applaud the fact that you're conscientious.
I love it.
That you want to help people, that you're concerned about issues. But your platform, Kyrie, and the money you make from it can only help your ability to address all those causes.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm a person that cares about a lot of issues. Rob, if I had hundreds of millions of
dollars.
You
can make things right.
Oh my gosh. And a platform like Kyrie Irving as a superstar basketball player, I mean, he's got to think about that.
But see,
like, you cannot understate that.
And you could want to help people, Chris. You do it, with your foundation and the good work that you do with at-risk youth and all kinds of stuff that you guys do. It's the same thing with me. Like with mentoring.
Mentoring,
that's a big part of me, of what I do. But it doesn't interfere. I can mentor 25 people, but I'm not stopping my work. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Hey, Chris, I'm off. So-and-so's in town, a mentee, and I'm going with him. No.
Right, exactly.
I still got to do my job. And then when I have time to do the other stuff, that's fine. But you can't let those things get in the way of what your job is. No matter how good of a cause it is, you have a job to do that somebody's paying you.
And we've said it. Look, he's got a job where he's going to retire, as you said, at 35, 36, 37 years old, still be a young man.
A lot to
do. Have money where money's no longer concerned for him and his next generation and the generation after that. So you can do whatever you want. You'll have the rest of your life to do that. You won't have the rest of your life to play basketball. And he has to love the game to get to the level he has. I mean, I get it. Everybody that makes the NBA doesn't love it. But Kyrie's not 7 feet tall, right? He's not like jumping out of the gym. Yeah, he's athletic, of course, but he's not like, one of those freaks of nature necessarily. He's skilled. He worked on his ball handling. You know what I'm saying?
I still remember that.
He worked on his finishing.
Kyrie did first take with us, Chris. It was me and Skip that week. And Kyrie was one of the guests, like he was on the set with us. And I remember just looking at him, his size-wise, and and everything. Yeah. And I just said, like, if he was walking down the street, there's no way I think he's an NBA player. He was in college. I just was like, there's not like he was super built. He just had a regular body. You know what I mean? Yep. Like some guys look like athletes or whatever. He looked like a regular Joe. And I was like, wow, this guy's going to be the first pick in the draft.
Right.
And he's played 12 games in college.
So ultimately, Rob, here's the deal. Here's the question. And we'll throw it out to listeners in a moment. Do you think that Kyrie's return is going to be a positive or a negative for the Nets?
I think it's going to be a positive. Because I do believe he understands. You just said it, the way he sounds. He's been humbled somewhat. He's playing for his basketball legacy and career. He's left off the top 75 list. Some people believe he belonged on that list. He's fighting for his basketball.
I just don't know how you put Dame on there and not Kyrie. Like, how do you choose him over Kyrie?
100%.
But and you could argue vice versa, too. But, you know, I don't know.
But some of that is because I think
his quirkiness.
His quirkiness. Dwight Howard became goofy, right?
Right,
and
right.
People kind of discounted Dwight. You go look at his first 10 years in the NBA. It's criminal. He's not on the top 75. Criminal.
Right, right. Rob, you know I've said it. I don't think the Nets have looked like they could win it without Kyrie. They got a great record of the number one seed in the East, but they haven't played well against good teams. James Harden, we talked about it yesterday. Is he back? Now, if James Harden, who's had two great games recently, if he's the old James Harden, then I don't know that they need Kyrie. But from what I've seen all year, there with this James Harden playing below his superstar level, I think they need Kyrie. And as long, Rob, as all the players or, you know, virtually all the players are on board and they're going to understand, look, when Kyrie's there.
They
got to
be on board. Otherwise, he wouldn't be coming.
And you know Harden and Durant are on board or they don't do it.
But the other guys
But the other guys got to understand, look, my minutes are going to be different tonight because Kyrie's here. He's going to get shots. He ain't been with us all week, but he's going to come in and get 16 to 20 shots, all right? And as long as they understand that and can accept that, then I think it'll be a positive, Rob. We've seen playoff series, Rob, where, in fact, against Milwaukee last year, Kyrie played four games and Harden played four games out of the seven because they were both injured. But, and they lost, I get it, but I think they were at least. I'd rather have Kyrie for four games than none, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it will only bite them if he doesn't play in any of those games and they lose. Then they'll wonder if they did the right thing. But that's another story. All right, 877-99 on Fox.
877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Is Kyrie Irving's return to the Nets going to be good for the team or bad for the team? You're next up on the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a Worship Wednesday. And it can happen easily, folks. A few drinks becomes a few too many. It's time to go, and you think of calling for a ride home, and then you think again and say, what's the worst that could happen? Get pulled over, lose my license, total my car? No, you could kill yourself or somebody else. So drive sober or get pulled over. This ad is paid for by NHTSA. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Will Kyrie Irving's return be a positive for the Nets or a negative? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off with John in Orlando. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, John?
Hey, guys. I'm glad you guys accepted my call. I've been trying for months. I didn't think it was going to ever be possible.
Man, but we appreciate you, man. John. Thank you.
But Chris in particular... Not a shot at you, Rob, but Chris, particularly, I've admired you for years, man, watching you on the networks. But I think you're a great thing. You work well with each other. But I just want to make a couple of comments, man. I hope that Kyrie's positive, even though I know it's going to be challenging because he's missed quite a bit of time. But I just want to go back over the last couple of months about Kyrie, okay? I think the media, sports media in particular, gave this guy a hard time. Okay, he turned down money, millions of dollars, for what he believes in. I mean, that's difficult to even imagine, okay?
Well, but he's still – hold on. Don't cut him off.
No.
But he's got hundreds of millions of dollars.
He's
got hundreds of millions. Hold on. He's got hundreds of millions of dollars already, and he's still making $17 million sitting at home. So just –
I understand.
Keep it in perspective.
He didn't go to zero, okay?
Not even close. I mean, he's still filthy rich. He's got more money to get count.
I understand. But a lot of people, they say things. You're like, okay, well, show me. Prove it. turn down some money. A lot of people can't, you know, even Wiggins, he said himself, he felt the same way, but it's going to take somebody to have more resolve than himself.
And I don't blame Wiggins. We
I don't
like,
blame
yo,
him
I got a job to do. I mean,
right. No.
Yeah.
I agree with you. It's difficult to do that. I agree. I don't know if I could do it either. But I'm just saying Wiggins wanted to do it, but he said it's going to take somebody with more resolve. Kyrie's right. A very unique person to do that. Even, you know, Kurt Flood, he didn't really get the benefit of what he did.
No, I agree, but that's
Kurt
that's,
Flood made a bigger sacrifice than Kyrie.
Right, he gave up his career,
right.
And everybody
and
wanted free agency.
He wasn't rich, and
exactly.
When he did,
they weren't making any
Kyrie
money.
Kyrie don't
then.
Need to play another moment of basketball to be set for life.
Right,
he really
right.
Does.
DZ said, but I mean, turning $18 million, I don't care how much money you have.
Nah, I care. It matters. It matters. I don't right. Have close to as much money as Kyrie Irving. But there, you get to a point. We were talking about the other day, Rob.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
He got
it.
So much money. I'm not saying you want to turn down $18 million. I'm just saying let's not make it like he did what Muhammad Ali did.
Right.
Muhammad Ali had no money.
And
when
threw
he
his, right.
Threw
and threw his career his to the
career.
Side right. And had no idea he'd ever make it back, Chris.
Absolutely.
It was no guarantee.
It's not the same thing.
Tim in Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
What up,
what
Tim?
What up, chill, Tim?
What's going on? Happy New Year to you guys, man.
You too, man.
Hope you guys have a blessed, safe, happy New Year.
You know I'll be here New Year's Eve. I don't know about everybody else, but I'll be here.
I know you will, Rob. I know you will.
No comment.
No comment.
But I think it's going to be a positive, and I think guys like Kyrie who play on the skill level that he plays on, I think at some point in their career, it matters to them how they're remembered. And I think he's getting to that point now maybe that, you know, he starts thinking about, like you guys said, he was left off the 75 team. And, you know, I think guys at his skill level, at some point, they want to be cemented in history. And I think he's getting to that point where he may think, you know, it's kind of at that point where people may start getting enough. They said enough is enough. You know, you don't want to turn off fans and writers and things
Look,
like that.
Look, it would be nice.
You remember,
right?
Turn off Nike, think, a lot of stuff.
Right.
Like,
he could do, if he did things differently, I mean, it would be great. Like, if you didn't have to worry, is Kyrie going to take off this week?
Right.
You remember, I mean, really.
You remember
if
when
you
those sneakers came out,
of the
Chris?
Shenanigans. Yeah, he ripped
he
his
ripped,
own sneakers.
He ripped like, Nike on social media, and then he had to apologize. You remember that?
Like, yeah. It's like if he does do things differently, Rob, just realizing, you know what, some of this stuff isn't worth it and just kind of plays it straight. And we're not saying don't be, you know, radical in some of your beliefs and you know,
but
care
pick
about
your battles.
The things you care
you
about.
You got to pick
yeah,
your battles.
Exactly.
You do. Let's squeeze one more in. Andy in Seattle. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Andy?
Hey, my bro-hams.
Yo.
First of all, my bro-hams. First of all, I got to apologize to Rob because the other night with TJ, I gave him a keep it locked. I should have gave him a stick instead.
Hey, what were
my
you
bad.
Doing? Yes.
My keep bad, it locked, Rob. My bad.
You do stick and stay when I'm
yeah,
not
when
here?
You're not when you're not, when I'm running the show, stick
that's
and stay,
so
America.
Rare. That's so rare. That's so rare.
Yeah, so I gave Chris a little bit. Rob, I'm sorry.
It's all good.
All right, what you got?
Hey, one little quick note. He said it's okay. You know, I feel like LeBron's little stat Padford. We're going center, little 17 and 18 team. Anyhow, with Kyrie. You know, I'm tired of the legacy stuff. Finally, it's hitting him in the wallet. And you know what? We'll fix all that. A championship.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, wait.
You know?
So, no, what do you – I don't know what you mean. What do it
I mean
fix?
I mean that he's coming back because I know, Chris, you're saying how much money and everything, but eventually he wants to get back out there and make that money. And I just feel like, you know, that's the bottom line in the end. And the legacy stuff, I get a little bit leery on too much of the legacy stuff because the bottom line is getting out there and making that money. And he needs to go get himself a championship if he really wants to build on that legacy. And that means he's got to be out there playing.
You are? Okay. I mean, Kyrie's legacy is going to be interesting. And he – look, he's still young, Rob. He's, I think, 29.
Nah, he's got a ways to go.
He's still got
right,
a way
right. –
you're right, a ways to go. If he can win a championship – just one, to be honest. But if he can win one or more in Brooklyn, that's really enhancing his legacy, because Kyrie Irving is a phenomenal player.
Nobody's going to argue. Nobody's going to argue. But I think, Chris, if he was a little bit different, he would have been on that list. I don't doubt that. I don't doubt it.
Let's be honest. If Kyrie had a different attitude and, like you said, did some things differently, I agree. I think he'd be much higher regarded because his skills, his finishing, his ball handling, everything, he's spectacular.
We've seen him make the big shot. We've done all that.
We got our man Eddie House coming up in a moment. But first, B. Finn, the loquacious one, with the update.
Yeah, Chris and Rob. Hey, let's go right into the NBA where the Pistons have taken a lead against the Knicks. How about this, Rob? An 11-2 run for Detroit over New York to start the third quarter.
You don't act surprised. Anything could happen tonight. Who knows?
What's the score, B-Finn? What's the score?
So we got the Pistons. Mind you, the 5-27 Pistons are up 54-50.
Oh, it's early. Are you kidding? You're talking about a 54-50 score? Come on, B-Finn.
It sounds like, Rob, you've got some money on the line here in this
shekels,
game.
A few shekels.
Yeah, just a few.
He's only got a few left.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's, again, why he's working these double shifts to make up for the money he's lost in sports gambling. I think that's what probably happened. There's also a game involving the Hornets and the Pacers, and they're about a minute and a half into that third quarter. Charlotte is up 73-63. LaMelo Ball is flirting with a triple-double. He's got 15 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists. Halftime has the Clippers over the Celtics, 47-40. Marcus Morris, 14 points and 6 rebounds. The Bulls are up by 2 against the Hawks, 36-34, late stages of the first quarter. Trae Young has 9 points. When it comes to college basketball, number 11 Auburn is roaring past 16th-ranked LSU, 41-26. Walker Kessler, the Auburn Tiger, has 6 points and 5 rebounds. Also, a little bit into the second half, a couple minutes in, and number 21 Providence is up on 15th-ranked Seton Hall, 47-37. Noah Horchler has 14 points and 8 rebounds. There is Rob Parker's favorite bowl. It's the Cheez-It Bowl, as he dives his fingers into some Cheez-Its during this update where he doesn't have to talk. And it's number 19 Clemson with a 20-6 advantage over Iowa State, first minute and a half of the fourth quarter. The difference here in the second half has been the Tigers getting a pick six and, of course, taking that to the house. And also Will Shipley had a score on the ground from 12 yards out. And finally, in the NHL, the Predators and Capitals are all square at 3 in the second period. And could you imagine that is our Discover Card Key matchup brought to you by Discover? Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Let's get back to two guys who usually are common sense, unless it's Rob Parker making some of those picks in Shekel City. It's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker.
All right. Thank you, B. Finn. We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios and brought to you by AutoZone. Now, AutoZone's got the free services that you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder services. They got them on just about every corner, 5,600 locations nationwide, even a few more than that. AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done, folks, just got easier. Restrictions do apply. But still, get in the zone, AutoZone. All right, hit it. All right, he's an NBA champion, a three-point sharpshooter. Still, he insists. And a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our friend, our man, Eddie House. What's up, brother?
Fellas, what's happening?
How you?
I'm good. Hey, Chris, I don't like how you say still, he insists. You know what? We're going to have to go to the so I can show you. Because it says... Yeah, it sounds like you don't believe me, man.
Well, look, it wouldn't be no shame if you not anymore, but with last time you was like jumping on me.
Oh, hell, no. You got to always get a – you seen Reggie Miller just posted that the other day, trying to get a 10-day. He still can stroke that. If you can stroke it, you can still stroke it. It don't matter. It get better like fine wine, man. You better believe it.
Hey, no I doubt. Hear you. The way they throw it, the way they add players with COVID, you never know, man.
That's right,
can get
Eddie. Your phone ringing off the hook.
You need to post something on Instagram, man.
I, I got a bad left knee, man. It ain't. I don't got no explosion out of it.
Look, oh, man.
I hear you. Hey, we were just talking about, is Kyrie Irving's return to the Nets going to be a positive or a negative for the team? What do you think?
Well, I'll just tell you this. The only positive that it comes from it is that you could probably play KD a little less minutes. But I just need to know this. If they get the home court advantage, isn't that not good for them? Like, then game seven to be at home.
Right. That's my biggest issue.
They're going to get home court at least in the first round.
If they get home court, right. He's not playing four times.
I'm talking about in the conference finals. So if you got the number one overall seed in the conference finals, you're going to get the first two games at home. He ain't going to play. Then you're going to get the game seven at home. He's not going to play. And if you make it to the finals, you're going to get the first two at home and then six and seven. So it just don't seem like that's – I don't know, man. It could be productive or counterproductive. You know, at the same time, I think the most important thing is they're just trying to cut down KD's minutes.
Well, tell us – because, look, we've seen series where a guy, because he's injured to some degree, maybe only plays three or four of the games, right? And the team is thankful that he could play those games, right? So – what do you think, like, take us through the dynamic of a team when you're going to have a guy there for half of a series and then not there for half the series. Like, what's that going to be like?
Well, it's a different dynamic when the way you're explaining it, right?
Right,
a guy that's
injury,
hurt,
right?
Yeah, it's an injury. But when a guy's healthy, you know, it's like, okay, he's not there, but he needs to be there, and he's healthy. We understand you know, the team kind of galvanizes around a guy who is fighting to show, like, man, I'm here with the team. I know I shouldn't be out here, but I'm on this knee. I'm on this ankle. My shoulder's messed up. You know, people kind of, you know, get excited about that, and they lift him up, and he also lifts the rest of the teammates up by being out there, showing that he cares that much about it. When you have a guy that's just, hey, man, you just can't play because you didn't want to take this back, you know, and – at the end of the day, we can't fault somebody for wanting to make their own decision, okay, for that. But at the same time, I don't think that you want to have that number one seed. They got to start losing games, you know, at the end of the day.
Hey, what'd you make of LeBron playing, starting at center the other night? They still had to struggle to beat Houston. He had a triple-double.
Don't gloss over that.
What they struggled. It was a struggle to win that game.
Look, they've struggled with Detroit, OKC, Houston.
I mean,
like,
let's just call it like and Westbrook and LeBron had triple doubles, and they still struggle.
Yeah, at the end of the day, they don't have AD, right? That's the most important. I think he is the most important piece to that.
But those two guys, Eddie, can't beat Houston. Those two?
No, they did they?
Yeah, I know.
And they got triple doubles doing it. So, I mean, they did what they were supposed to do. They need AD, and they need AD to be the guy that everybody wants AD to be. Now, does AD want to be the guy everybody wants him to be? That's the question that needs to be answered. And I think we'll see that moving forward, because I don't know if AD feels some kind of way that Russ is there. And Russ is, you know, definitely alpha in the room. I'm not sure if AD is an alpha. I think AD is a guy that – you know, yeah, so see what I'm saying? So when he maybe gets a little intimidated in a room full of guys that are those cats that, you know, demand greatness, you know, and that could maybe pull you back from what you need to be, because you're not having somebody always pat you on the back and say, it's going to be okay. Let's have a better one next game, when they calling you out and say, man, what are you doing out here? You know, and I've seen it. I've been on teams to where, you know, guys have called guys out, and it's not been pretty. You know, that Boston Celtics team, I tell you this, was the most – I mean, when you talk about dogs, everybody was a dog, and they was going to call you out. And when they called you out, it wasn't nice. And if you couldn't take it, you'll crawl in a hole, and you probably wouldn't be on that team, you know, later on. Or what you would do is find a way to do exactly what you needed to do and perform and do your job the best that you could do it. So that's AD is the most important. He's the link in that chain, that if he's not doing his thing and it's not strong enough, that chain's going to be weak. If it's strong, then it's going to be together, and they'll have something that you can hang.
Red, Eddie, we got 1 minute left. Do you think Russ is taking too much criticism? Like, everybody seems to be blaming him for the Lakers' woes.
I think he has taken a lot of criticism, but some of it has been just. But this is the thing. He wouldn't have to try to do so much if AD stepped up, if AD has been there, okay? I'm going to call this on AD. I'm not going to put it on Russ. They never called Russ to be the second guy. Russ was going to be a complimentary guy to those two guys, okay? So we can't blame Russ for being who Russ is. And at the minute, at the moment that things are starting to get erratic, guys getting hurt, that's when Russ doesn't play well. When everything was together and AD was out there, LeBron came back, Russ started saying, hey, man, I found my groove. I don't have to do too much. But when it's not out there, you know, what are you supposed to do? You're not trying to lose. And that's one thing about Russ that I love. He's a competitor. He's not trying to lose. And to a fault sometimes, he does too much. But still, it's coming from a great place of trying to trying to win.
All right. That's our man,
Happy
Eddie
New
House.
Year, Eddie.
Still got the J.
Yeah, I'm going to show you, Chris. And the next time we get together, I'm going to show you.
All right. It's on. Some wings. So, think I can't shoot. You know Division III. One thing we can do is shoot.
Hey, you saw that, weak hook shot.
We could have put a dollar on every shot.
Did you see that weak hook shot he did? Like he playing in the 60s.
Kareem saw that and gave me props. Kareem gave me props on that.
Yeah.
All right, Eddie, have
his glasses
New Year,
on
brother.
Or off, Chris.
Right, happy New Year.
All right, man. Our most controversial segment of the week is next. Shop Talk. Keep it locked. iCouple 5 Sports Radio.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, we're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, the iCouple, Chris and Rob. And do you think it's okay to drive stoned? Because you shouldn't. The truth is your reaction time slow way down when you're high, brothers and sisters. You're not only putting yourself in danger, but everyone around you. So stop kidding yourself. Just because it's legal doesn't mean it's all right to drive high on weed. If you've been using marijuana in any way, shape, or form, do not get behind the wheel. Just like alcohol is legal, but don't drink a lot of it and get behind the wheel. So if you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. This is paid for by NHTSA. It's time, folks, for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
All right, fellas, Danny G in for Rob G. No relation.
How about that
with this voice?
I mean, my man needs to be DJing a quiet storm or something like that.
You can't be on the air having better voices than me and Chris. What is this?
I did. Microphone throttler. I did 15 years mornings for a hip-hop radio station here in Cali.
I was
going
to say, man. All right. Yeah, you slumming with us. Okay.
Microphone throttler.
My God.
Okay.
All right, fellas, the man who is responsible for Joe Johnson being back in the league, yes, Ice Cube, he revealed why Chris Tucker turned down $12 million to play the role of Smokey again in next Friday. He said it was due to religious reasons. Tucker didn't want to smoke or cuss on camera any longer, trying to pull a Prince on us. With that in mind, who is one TV or movie character that you guys would like to see make a full comeback?
Chris, you thought about this? Let me see.
All right, I'll go first. I'm going to say, and I may have said this on the show before, but I would like to see, Rob, a redo of The White Shadow.
Oh, that's right. What's
that
his
was
name?
One of
Ron
my
How-
favorite shows. Ron, I think, was it Ron Howard? Not Ron Howard.
No, not Ron Howard. It's Howard.
Ken Howard.
Ken Howard.
Was the coach.
And he was like 6 foot six or seven.
Yeah. I think he may have played at least college, if not. Yeah something. But I mean, that was my favorite show. All my friends, that was our favorite show growing up, basketball. It was only on for, I think, 3 or 4 years. But a remake of that, I think, would be tremendous. I'm going to give you one more, Rob. It's not a character, but they were talking about doing this a few years ago. You probably remember this. Uptown Saturday Night.
Yes.
With Bill Cosby and Sidney Poitier. Right. And Will Smith, and I think, I don't know if it was Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, or maybe Will Smith and Andre 3000 or something. But there was talk at one point a few years ago about redoing that, which I think would be spectacular. That was an awesome, one of my favorite movies, man. I don't know if the Bill Cosby, you know, situation threw water on that, right? Maybe that was why they didn't redo it. I don't know. But that's another movie I would like to see them redo.
All right, I'm digging deep. I'd like to see them redo Land of the Lost.
I didn't even see the first one, so I don't know.
Well, do you remember the cartoon?
What is that?
The TV show, Land of the Lost?
No.
Danny G, do you remember it? Land of the Lost? No.
Danny G sounded like he's about 27. So, you know, he
said he did 15 years mornings. He ain't no 27.
But I did. I started in radio when I was 16.
Oh, okay, God. So he's all still right. Young.
You don't know Land of the Lost?
Young enough to be your son, right?
Danny's all not right. 27, but.
All right, how about you, Iowa? Sam, Land of the Lost? You never
I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen it.
Explain to me what the freaking Land of the Lost
is. Well, it was a TV show first, and then it became a movie, a full feature movie. And Bill Laimbeer, when he was in college, played on a TV show.
Will you tell me what it's
about? Oh, it's about a family like the Swiss Family Robinson, except for they get thrown back into prehistoric times, and they're Land of the Lost, and they have to fight off
Sleestaks.
Sleestaks. Yeah. Now, you remember that, right?
Well, because they redid that movie.
Right.
They redid it.
And
they already did redo it.
They made the show into a movie.
Right. And Bill Laimbeer played the role, Chris, of a Sleestak when he was in college in California. Like, he played a role in that with a costume on.
Oh, wow.
So I want to see Bill Laimbeer redo that role as a Sleestak. Okay.
You know one thing I was into? I don't think I've said this on the show. I love Planet of the Apes.
Oh, the original.
Yes. I mean, the
Roddy McDowell,
line,
the original. It's as good as it gets.
It was about six or seven version, you know, like
yeah, but the first
episodes,
one, the main one, right? Because then there's Escape from the Planet of the Apes.
I liked them all. I mean, it got a little at the end, you know, as all movies do, too many, it gets crazy. But I thought the remake, the first Planet of the Apes ride with Caesar, when he, you know, they showed like he was taken in, I can't remember the actor's name, he's famous. And, you know, they showed how he became more like a human being because the way he was treated. I thought that was phenomenal. I didn't think the second one was as good, but I love that. The Planet Apes, I'm into. I'm definitely into that.
And really quick, fellas, next Friday did give us Day Day since we didn't have Smokey. Mike Epps, of course.
Yeah, Mike Epps did his thing.
A few years ago, pre-COVID, mind you, right here at the El Pollo Loco next to the studios, I met Mike Epps inside. He was standing in line getting his chicken. I tried to shake his hand, and he was like, nah, I'll give you a head nod. He would not shake my hand. He said, sorry, I don't shake hands. Germs.
Oh, wow. Now, when was this was pre-COVID.
This was pre-COVID.
Yeah, some guys are like that. Yeah. I've seen people do that who will not shake your hand. Yeah, no matter what.
Well, Rob, some guys are also like, they won't, and I won't name names, but I know guys that won't take a picture with you. Really? And I get what they say is, look, I don't know this person.
He could be a drug dealer, he could be whatever.
I'm hugged up, smiling, hey, like we boys. I get that. I generally take pictures with folks.
So do I.
Because I feel if it turns out to be a bad person, I'm going to be like, look, I take pictures with hundreds, thousands of people that I don't know. You know, it could be anybody. So I'm not worried about it.
You don't want to come off as like, oh, Chris Broussard thinks he's too good to take a picture. I'm just a listener.
Because you know, people don't ask for autographs anymore. It's all about a picture.
Can I get a picture? Right.
Yeah, so. All right, we got an hour left. You know what to do. Keep it locked. Odd Couple.
The Microphone Throttler.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.